As Congress considers reforming the nation's healthcare system, it's difficult to get a sense of what transformation might look like. President Barack Obama has expressed interest in a public option where a government-funded program can compete with private insurers. Many conservatives oppose any public option in favor of only private health insurance companies, while some progressives say that the best option is a single-payer universal healthcare system. During a roundtable discussion in Tampa today, local labor unions stressed the need for healthcare that's effective and affordable. Before he was diagnosed with fibromyalgia syndrome, Lakeland resident Robert Bowers had to declare bankruptcy because of medical bills associated with multiple kidney stones. People who have little or no income, like he and his wife, have difficulty accessing medical care. Bowers choked back tears when describing what his life would have been like with access to health care without regard to income.
If we had gotten the care we deserved, we would have children. I would probably be able to work full time. But people don't listen. They got this idea, oh, you're poor, you're just lazy, or you're just wanting to get high.
Despite spending more per capita on health care than any other country, the United States is not among the top countries when it comes to positive health outcomes. It's the only industrialized country without a national health care program. Bowers says the only solution is a program in which the government, not patients, pays the medical bills. With a single-payer program like that, Bowers says he could avoid situations where he gets second-class service at the doctor.
I went in the early to mid-afternoon. I didn't see a doctor until close to midnight. It was several 6 hours or more later. The doctor came in, and his first words is, okay, what's your insurance carrier? Well, I don't have one. I can't afford it. How are you going to pay for this? I said, I have no income right now. I'm not able to work. There's not enough work out there. The doctor punched me right in the affected kidney. And, of course, it was my word against him, so I couldn't do anything about it. But they sent me home, and I passed the stone a couple days later on my own.
Many Americans are unhappy with health care in the United States, according to a survey conducted in April and May by the AFL-CIO and their affiliate Working America. More than 23,000 people responded to the 2009 Health Care for America survey. Aaron Carmella is a regional coordinator with the Florida AFL-CIO.
People were dissatisfied. I believe 94% in it are not happy with the current system and favor health care reform.
On Wednesday, the Commonwealth Fund released a report, Fork in the Road, Alternative Paths to a High-Performance U.S. Health System. It compared three possible reforms, one involving private insurance only, and the other two including a public option with expanded access to Medicare. It concluded that the greatest cost savings, $3 trillion over 10 years, would come from a public health plan paying providers at Medicare rates offered alongside private plans. The cost savings would result from a combination of reduced administrative costs associated with private insurance, greater efficiencies in care delivery, and slower growth in healthcare spending. The Florida AFL-CIO's Aaron Carmella says that 48 state AFL-CIO federations, including Florida, have endorsed a Medicare for All bill in Congress, H.R. 676.
The numbers are there, and it's obvious that that would be the best option. And in the state of Florida, the AFL-CIO has endorsed that plan. But on the national level, I think they're kind of taking it one step at a time and waiting to see what the final options will be, because H.R. 676 has been there years. It's been introduced time after time, and it hasn't gone anywhere. And the fact is, we need to stop trying and actually get something done. And if something needs to be changed about it, I think this survey shows that people are ready for change. So that needs to happen. And if it's not going to be with H.R. 676, then it needs to be with something.
Representatives from the offices of U.S. Senator Bill Nelson and U.S. Representative Kathy Castor attended Thursday's roundtable, but neither elected official responded to WMNF's question of whether they would accept health care reform that did not include a public option. Digna Alvarez is regional director for Senator Nelson, who serves on the Finance Committee, which is helping to draft the health care reform legislation.
He's keeping an open mind on what's being proposed. The White House hasn't yet put forth details on how it should work or how to pay for it. But until the process is finished, Senator Nelson has but one goal: to find a way to achieve and pay for real reform for our healthcare system. And he also would like to see bipartisan efforts on those.
In a written statement, her office said, Congresswoman Castor supports a public option. She strongly believes that private insurance companies need to be reined in and need the competition so that everyday people can truly afford meaningful health insurance. Susan Rogers, an organizer with SEIU Healthcare, suggests that one way to make the country healthier would be to reinvest in the healthcare workforce to improve nurse-patient ratios. The former emergency room nurse says that criticism of a public option because of the cost is nonsense.
There are all sorts of cost-effective ways that we can get at healthcare reform, whether it's within the healthcare facilities themselves, whether it's access to primary care, and a public health option. I mean, the reason why the insurance companies are fighting it is they'd actually have to compete.
On Wednesday, a Senate Commerce Committee report alleged that health insurance companies unfairly pushed billions of dollars in medical bills onto their customers that the companies should have paid themselves. Insurance companies have systematically underpaid for out-of-network care, according to the report. The number of uninsured people continues to be a problem in the U.S. In Florida, lack of insurance is particularly daunting for children, according to Jody Ray, project director for Florida Covering Kids and Families at the Child Center for Healthy Mothers and Babies.
Currently, Florida has the second highest rate of uninsured kids in the country. So we have a big issue. We have about 800,000, estimated 800,000 kids that are uninsured in Florida. So we have a big problem with kids lacking access to health care.
During a televised town hall-style meeting on health care reform Wednesday night, President Barack Obama said he would not fully tax the employer-provided health insurance benefits of all Americans. But he said he could be persuaded to tax the most expensive of those benefits if it helps health care reform pass Congress. You can find links to more information, including the studies mentioned in this report, on our website, wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.